JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, speaking of interns.
Hello?
Hello!
Hello!
What's going on?
They've downgraded me to some sort of a bunker. I'm like Hitler's last days here.
So you're gonna leave? Oh, no! I'm invigorated.
They'll never get me out. I'm like a weed, Jerry.
I got another call. See ya.
Hello?
Hi, this is Darren from Kramer's office. Mr. Kramer would like to schedule lunch with you at Monk's Coffee Shop.
Really? When?
10 minutes. Do you need directions?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll call back in 5 minutes to confirm.
Yeah, fine.
Hey, so, where's my money?
No money. I'm putty free. So are we eating or what?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Hello, Darren, this is Jerry from Jerry's office. We're going to be 3 for lunch. What do you mean he's already left? Hey, Lane's going to come with us, all right?
What? When did this happen?
Well, just...
Darren!
And then he just yells the N-word.
I forgot that one.
I appreciate your input.
Come and stem their roads. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to, if you can change this song to the song that never ends. It goes on and on, my friend. People started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they can continue singing it forever just because.
Speaking again of our fabulous intern, Matt.
Matt the Pollock.
Who's out there singing 1,000 bottles of beer on the wall.
Let's check back with him. Is he singing?
Where's the singing?
Excuse me, Don. Is
the microphone on? And he's not singing?
Correct.
May I?
Go ahead. Knock yourself out, Mike.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Knock yourself out. It's your birthday, Mike.
That's right.
He is the...
Who would they like me to sing this time?
Same song, douchebag.
It can't be finished.
You're going to have to keep singing and keep singing.
Now, here's Mike going out to handle the situation.
Keep singing. Singing loud.
The people love me.
Oh, he still doesn't get it.
Listen to him.
The people love me.
What a nice little number, seeing as how it's Shabbat.
The people love me.
Hava, Nagila, Hava, Nagila, Hava.
Now, Mike, you didn't do much good out there, Sheriff. You're letting the inmates run the asylum. Not only is he not singing 1,000 bottles of beer on the wall.
That's all you had
hey,
to say.
Hey, you got the stuff to put down his pants?
You want me to go out there?
You got the bottle of ketchup and mustard and everything
mustard.
Else? There you go, Mike. There you go. Here we go. You're going to listen to my friend now, Tiger O'Meara.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
At the intern.
Oh, this can't be good.
Tied to a tree.
This can't be good.
For not respecting women.
Mike's got his arms just full of crap from the fridge. What did you raid the fridge? It's 1,000 bottles of beer. Oh,
Mike
you
is pissed.
Were you?
I forgot what number I was on.
It's because he stopped singing.
Now he's pouring mustard all over his head.
Oh,
while he's handcuffed to the tree outside.
You weren't singing the song. You're supposed to sing the song. There's a little ketchup for you. You weren't singing the song. And oh, how about a little mayonnaise too? Mayonnaise, too. And then the yellow mustard, too. There we go. The yellow mustard, too. There it is. Sing the song properly.
Sing.
What number was I on?
I don't care.
I'm not starting at the beginning.
What difference does it make? You're going to be there all day.
I'm having a hard time breaking his spirit.
You sure are.
Beers on the wall.
He now really has food stuff all over him, all inside him.
Whipped cream, mustard, ketchup.
And he's handcuffed to the tree.
Pickle juice.
It's not like he can like even reach up and wipe his eyes, should he need to, of the spicy brown mustard.
I saw him pick up a stick with his toes so he could scratch himself.
What is he like
monkey-like.
It's simian, yeah.
Yes, it is. Very monkey-like.
Okay, hey, Mike, you want to take over? I want to go have a little fun.
Go ahead.
Will you take over? I just want to have a little fun.
Try to teach him, though.
It's exasperating.
He's a tough nut to crack. He's not getting it. He's not getting the lesson about respecting women, and he's not getting the lesson about humility.
He is not.
Is he closer, do you think?
Listen to me. You don't do this by saying, people love me.
You don't get this done by saying right. people love me. You know what you do?
What do?
You succeed in pissing off the birthday boy.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Legitimate anger.
You don't want to do that.
Now, Rob, I'm trying to see Matt, but unfortunately I've got cranium in my way. All right, there he is. Don is making his way over.
What's he got, anything? Or?
There you go. Let's see what Donnie's up to right now. John Norman coming up with the camera. I'm trying to see if I got any mustard on me. I was a little violent. What's he got?
Looks like grass. Hold on. Or malt.
Where are you going with that?
I know that you cannot hear exactly what's happening. Can you guys see? I can't hear you. I got a bunch of mud and dirt and mulch in my hands. Uh-huh.
Very good. Let him have it.
Give him what for?
He laughs.
Yeah, he giggles.
He's insane. He's gone insane.
Is that funny?
Yes.
Goddamn right it is.
Oh, God. Oh no, he's still got attitude. He's still got attitude.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, look what you made me do.
Oh, dear.
Look what you made me do.
There you go. Oh, Don is now washing his hands off on the T-shirt. There we go. He's going. He's retrieving some of my... No, he's getting more dirt. He's getting more dirt, and he's putting it down his shorts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
Wonderful. Mission accomplished.
But will it work? Will he learn anything?
Yes, of course. We already did, Don. Don was just commanding us to describe.
Bird poop, 'cause that tastes disgusting.
Now, I got to make sure he keeps singing. I've got to go out and tell him to keep singing in a second. As soon as Don gets back here.
Yeah!
Keep singing! No, he's not.
Oh, dear.
834.
There we go.
He's spitting out. 834 beers. Spitting out mulch.
Take one down. Pass it around. 833
beers
on the wall.
Look at my hands.
You got your hands dirty.
Oh, muddy.
My hands, my arms.
He's Don, there are two things that are happening here. Either he is not broken, and I think he is broken somewhat. I believe he has lost his mind, but I believe he needs a formal talking to.
He's not getting it.
He is not getting it. He's not. Listen to that. He has stopped singing once again.
He stopped again.
He is singing. Oh, now he's singing. Now he's singing. Very good. And there you go. Committing to getting your hands dirty.
I was out there like a maniac.
I know.
I saw you when you put the dirt, when he laughed, and you're like me, because legitimately, when you're punishing an intern and they laugh at you.
At first, I took a big hunk of mud and mulch and rubbed it into his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
He laughed so much with his mouth wide open.
He seems to be enjoying this. You know, it's a shame it's not an 8-hour show.
Then I shoved it near his mouth.
Uh-huh.
He laughed again.
I know.
Then I got another big scoopful. This makes me sound so gay.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled open the elastic on his underpants.
And put the dirt down behind. We saw you do
dirt
that.
Dirt in his underpants.
Yes.
And he still is out there laughing. And now I have dirt and mustard and ketchup and mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. And I guess... And some sort of body fluid from Matt all over my arms.
Well, it depends on how far your hands went when you put the dirt into his shorts. I would see a sink as soon as possible.
Hey, smell my hand.
I'm not smelling your hand.
Seriously, smell my hand.
Okay.
Smell it. That's foul.
Wow. That smells Matty. That smells like Matt.
And mulchy.
All right. If you're just tuning in, I should update you on the situation. Our young fellow Matt is being punished for a reason. We had a lovely dancer in here by the name of Skylar.
Beautiful. Great
Matt
show.
Matt threw dollar bills at her. He was punished by being tied to a tree. We have put condiments on him. We have put whipped cream down his shorts. And the sound you hear in the background now is Mr. Geronimo washing his hands. And I'm very frustrated. He's not singing.
No.
Oh, he is? He's broken. He's laughing because he may be broken.
I don't know.
Buzz, perhaps, you know, we've done Bad Cop. Don and I have both done Bad Cop.
Yes.
Perhaps with Don and I, you know, at least during one of the breaks, you could speak to the boy.
I think I will.
Reason with him.
I would
understand
that
the punishment's not going to go well as long as he continues to show joy
at
his punishment. He cannot show euphoria and joy. Are your hands clean?
Yes. Yes, I'm totally
good.
Clean,
very
totally
good.
Washed
very
now.
Good. Totally embarrassed. Totally clean, totally embarrassed.
It was horrible.
It was terrible.
Terrible.
You know what they're doing to him on that tree? That's terrible. That's terrible.
What do you have to do to break a boy's spirit?
I've never seen an intern take his punishment with more joy than young Matt.
And we are doing it all for a lady's honor.
Absolutely. Right. Skylar, I mentioned that, the dollars thrown at her, and, you know, it's very frustrating.
She
really is.
Put on a first-class show. He threw an insultingly small amount of singles at her. At her, he threw them.
I'm going to say something that's going to make you all very angry, but in some small little way, I'm somehow respecting the boy for this reaction. I've never seen an intern react like this. We've
Buzz?
Had them defeated
yes.
within a half an hour.
Mm-hmm. I dare you. Go spit on him.
Spit on him?
Spit on him.
I can
literally spit on his face.
I can do that. You would like that right now?
Right now.
All right, I'm gone.
Yes.
Buzz. And I'll get to hear Buzz spit in his face.
And Buzz, give him a little lecture, too, about how he's not responding to the punishment in the way that's going to end the punishment.
And give him some loogie.
Let him know, Buzz, and then, you know, toy.
Give him some loogie action.
Buzz now making his way out to spit on the intern.
815 beers on the not the first time we've said that.
This is short.
There, where's Buzz? Spitting on an intern again.
Yeah, you know what he's doing. Why is he doing that?
One, two, three.
What's he doing now?
There goes Buzz.
Joke.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. No more beer. No more beer.
There was a listener out there feeding him beer.
Yeah.
Hi. How you doing, Matt?
Matt. Hi.
Matt, have you learned your lesson yet?
I love strippers.
And what else about strippers? What else about women in general?
You should always treat them with utmost respect.
Okay. That's right. And what is it that you did that's
Come
not
on, spit in his face,
women?
Buzz.
What was it that you did today that wasn't respectful to
Buzz can't hear us.
Dancer?
Oh, well, there's so many. Taking a lollipop out of her whatnot.
No.
Oh, he's not getting it.
Quat not. See, this is the kind of attitude that's getting you more mud.
Spit in his face.
And more ketchup.
I made it rain, Buzz. I made it rain.
No, but that was an insulting thing you did, throwing four or five singles at that lovely dancer who put on a great, great show.
Buzz,
laughing is the wrong attitude. It's the wrong approach. You need to show remorse for what you've done, and you need to show humility.
Robbie, would you open the door and tell him to spit?
She can come back and lip whip cream off my ass.
Oh, no. Oh, he just did it. He just did it.
Now, are you going to listen to us? Are you going
to
learn some humility?
Tell him to spit again at him. Tell him to spit again.
Whatever, Buzz.
Tell him to spit over and over again.
Please.
I missed it.
I don't know what else to do.
More spitting.
One more.
You know what? He's not doing it all the way. He's like spitting on his back.
And I thought you were the nice one, Buzz.
I
thought you were the nice one.
I am
one.
Being nice. I'm standing up for the honor of all women.
Hey, Joe, where's
you
Joe?
You can take a lesson from that, young Matt.
Where's Joe?
No
Joe?
Laughing. Stop laughing.
Joe, I got a job for you. Come here.
It's not funny.
It's
come
not
here,
funny.
Joey.
No, you don't throw money at women.
Hey,
and you don't
Joe,
do an insulting
go out right now. Just spit right in his face. Right in his face. Not like Buzz was. Not like on his back.
And when you learn that, and when you stop laughing about it, and you learn some humility.
It'll be good while Buzz is lecturing him.
But until then, it only gets worse.
Is that it?
That's the end of the pep talk. I'm going back inside.
Now he's getting the beeps.
All right. Don't be here.
Here's Joe who will properly spit in his face.
Hey, she earned that $5, damn it.
You earned that beep.
No!
Oh, that was disgusting. I thought that was a loogie. You need to quit smoking. It's making you a little phlegmy, Joe.
God, he will not stop, will he?
I need
he
that
won't.
Now more than ever.
He won't. He won't.
Joe literally walked up and took a loogie in his face.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
What do you have to do?
You know what? I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out of ideas.
Joe, you did a wonderful job of spitting right in his face.
And he is the most...
Won't learn.
He is the most... he's unteachable. He's an untrainable. He's incorrigible. He's an untrainable.
Go, he wants a beer. We give him a beer.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Shake him up. Shake him up and make it happen.
Buzz, you didn't get through to him.
I didn't.
Thank you, guys.
I thought maybe I could.
My only friend.
First, I reasoned with him.
Was it listeners are dropping by giving him beers?
Yes. He's feeding off the energy of the listeners right now.
Pouring beer down his throat when I got there.
While he's handcuffed to the tree.
He's
covered with
Listen,
mud.
I'm going to tell you what. He's enjoying it. He's enjoying every minute of it. He truly is too much, Rob says. Wow. Unbelievable.
Sorry that I spit in your face.
Oh, no!
Oh, solid year.
He said, I'm sorry I spit in your face. And he just sprayed him with a beer.
My eyes.
Finally, we're getting
finally, there's something.
That's not what I meant by clearing him, Joe.
Very good.
Joe's a good henchman, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Will Hi, Johnny.
Lots more pictures up.
Very good. Will it change his punk attitude, though? He seems to still be a little lippy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we do with him.
I think he's learning, though.
He's definitely learning. He might not tell you he's learning, but he is learning.
If he was a dog, we'd still have to leave him outside tied to a tree. We can't.
Yes.
We can't stand on the fact that we believe that he can control himself in the house. He's not housebroken.
No. Joe, how close do you think he is to being housebroken?
He's starting to scream, and his eyes are burning. So
okay.
All I wanted was to make it rain. I just wanted to make it rain.
He's clinging to that joke.
You know what this is? We are breaking
is that
him, though.
So wrong?
We're breaking his spirit.
Is that so wrong?
Keep asking yourself.
Yeah.
Do we have a fire extinguisher in here? Sure we do. Right there.
Actually, we do.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Tongo.
Oh, dear. What could possibly go wrong? Yes, exactly. Well, you might want to keep it towards the lower half away from his face.
Yeah,
and be prepared to extricate him when he starts to choke.
Yeah, somebody be ready to cut him loose in case
we
need.
We got to check that.
Yeah.
Make sure it's down around the nether region. What do we hear about fire extinguishers? Yes, they can kill you.
You shouldn't inhale that stuff. Yeah. Probably.
They can save a life or take a life.
Wow.
He might be losing.
That's the laugh of the damned.
Yes.
You got to be kidding me. I'm doing great.
All right. Don's got the fire extinguisher.
All right.
Uh-huh. In the face.
And laughing.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That stuff tastes awful.
Okay.
That'll cool him off.
Yeah.
Get out of your mouth, man.
Is he okay?
I think I broke him down.
All right, let's free him.
I'm doing great, Don.
All right.
You bastard.
Cut him down.
I'm the time of my life.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I love the Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
I think it's time for the car battery.
Oh,
yeah.
That was awesome.
Car battery. Yeah, he'd kill him.
I know
he would kill him.
He really would.
And with a grin on his face.
Can we? Can we? Huh?
Yes.
Can we?
Wow.
Joe's in the back room mixing up salt water right
now.
Wow. Oh, my God. That stuff tastes like crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fire extinguisher stuff.
Oh, my. Yeah, that would do it. That would do it. Fire extinguishers would taste like crap.
I just got fire extinguisher.
All right.
Yeah,
he's won.
Yeah. Cut him down.
Cut him out. Get him. Free him.
Cut
free him.
Cut
this
him
is
down.
It. Get him out of here, Joe.
Let's bring him in here.
Bring him in here.
Get him cleaned up and bring
Shower
him in.
Shower him up. Get the stuff out of his face.
Mike, the stuff is out of his face.
Good. My God. And he laughed hysterically.
Yeah. He is still laughing.
He is still enjoying it.
As I walked away.
Never in the history of Don and Mike interns has anyone taken this kind of punishment. I'm shocked.
Seriously, a full fire extinguisher right on the back of his head.
Let
yes.
my people go.
Still entertaining. Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Unreal.
Outside of seriously hurting the lad.
Yes.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm free.
Yes. Very good.
Look at him. What a goddamn mess.
He's covered every condiment that we had in the building. Everything we could throw at him, we threw it at him.
He's going to need a shower.
Yeah.
A little rinse.
Wow.
Oh God.
Well, Rob, get him in here. Tell him to come in here and rinse off. My God. Now he's just standing out there just enjoying himself.
He's loving it, Mike.
Unreal.
Loving it.
Look at his pants.
As I'm walking away, he's saying, I love the Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And they're smiling on top of the world, having the time of his life.
Wow.
He's saying, I can taste it.
He's just lingering outside.
Sure.
My God.
Jesus.
Get him in here, clean him up. I don't want to see him again.
I am perplexed.
Yeah.
I mean, to look at him, he's spinning in the parking lot like he's married Tyler Moore.
He is. Happy. He's. It's what I said. He has enjoyed his day. He has thoroughly enjoyed his day.
And would you say that's the mark of intelligence?
Yes. I would have to say that for the first time ever,
mm-hmm.
and don't let this go to his head,
right?
I believe we may have met our intern equal.
Yes.
Wow.
He has withstood all this. There has been no remorse shown. He has laughed. He has enjoyed. He has laughed at the punishment.
Here he comes. And you know what? I'm going to do this. Matt, get in here.
Matt, let's do it. You want to do it the slow way, Mike?
Yes. You know that? Absolutely. Well, I guess he's sponging off a little bit right now.
Hey, Matt.
We get a microphone in there?
He shouldn't clean up too much.
I got this mic right here.
Okay.
I got it right here.
Don, have you ever seen a performance like that?
Never.
I've never seen
about that faggot David Blaine. Here he is, everybody.
Wow,
Matt.
Look at him.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Covered with goo. Covered with
glory. Never in the history
goo.
Of this show. We've been on a long time. Has anyone withstood this punishment and still shown absolutely no remorse for his behavior?
Yeah. Maddie.
There we go.
Maddie.
Amazing. Amazing, Matt. Yes, we salute you today.
You're incredible.
We salute you.
Thank you.
You took it today.
My God, you took it.
My
clean
goodness.
Up that goddamn mess.
Now, that is true. Mr. Artiger is right. Once you clean yourself
Somebody's
up, you will be responsible for cleaning up the area
what,
around
the
tree.
Faucet?
We got to get a.
Someone
hose me down.
We got to get a picture of him, though, with all of with all the fire extinguisher and condiments on him.
Go see Mr. Norman.
It's cake.
Go see Mr.
Fire
Norman.
Extinguisher is the worst.
Go see Mr. Norman.
It's all caking and drying.
Go
now.
See you in Corsica. Look at him.
All the
look
substance.
He's still grinning.
He's still grinning. He is still grinning and smiling.
Wow. Hey, Matt. What's up? You want to be our new producer?
Love to, Don.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here, you idiot.
All right.
Get
your picture taken and then
Matt,
go get clean.
Get out of here.
Yes. Now, you get your money back.
Next week.
This will have the God damn.
Wow.
We got us one, finally, don't we?
Yeah, we did. We had luck of the draw with this kid. Unbelievable.
Pretty durable.
Unbelievable. Absolutely durable.
We tried real hard to break him.
I know.
We really did.
Unbreakable.
I was angry at him when I went out with the condiments.
I was mad when I went out with the fire extinguisher, but I walked away laughing.
Mm-hmm. I know. You can't stay mad at the guy because he's giving you. You sit there and you shoot a fire extinguisher in the back of his head. You put mud down his pants. Mm-hmm. You cover him with every condiment. Put mud in his mouth, and he's still laughing.
Yeah. He loves our show.
He does.
So.
He does indeed. He's proven that.
Good
a
for him.
Stupid tool he is.
He's a stupid idiot.
Too.
He's a dope.
I salute him.
He's our dope. Mm-hmm. He's a good boy. You could learn from him, Rob.
There we go.
The boys are going to have a much higher standard to live up to now.
And you thought it was a big deal when you would put on your bra and wig.
It was a different time.
However, may I just say, I think now it's safe to say we can bring back the bra and wig. We can bring back the bra.
For Matt?
Absolutely.
That's his uniform
That'll
now.
Be a walk in the park for him.
Very Rob, nice. Do you still have that with all of your other show archives?
No, I do not have that anymore.
He burned
what?
That. What happened?
You know, I just saw Matt go back into the John, and he still has that twisty stuff around his arms, around his wrist from where we had him tied to the tree.
What a performance.
Yeah. Woo.
I couldn't have had a better birthday present.
Well, good.
He's singing now.
Is he singing?
He's singing.
Are you singing?
Yes, sir.
What are you singing, you
what
ass?
What are you doing?
He's in the bathroom. What are you singing?
I was singing Let My People Go, Don. A classic Jewish rhythm.
Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, you idiot. Incredible idiot.
He's hard to hate.
He is.
He's really hard to hate.
He is. He
God
is.
Damn,
look at that. Anyway.
And yet difficult to like.
He ain't got nothing on me.
You get yourself cleaned off, boy. Get out
of here. Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
That is killing me.
Wow. Man, he rice. You know, let's go to Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Impressive.
The last hour of the show will be the news. Buzz, are you ready for that?
I'm ready, sure.
We'll be right back. Mike, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Matt, Don. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.